This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor.
And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
And welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Wednesday, May 29th. Our top stories for the day. Pat is going to tell us about the Supreme Court making their first of likely many abortion rulings.
Yeah, just when you were tired of abortion, we got more abortion for you.
Ugh. Mm-hmm. Abortion is fine with judges and courts.
All sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Better stuff than that. Yeah.
Wes is going to tell us about the hiker lady in Hawaii who got lost.
Yeah, she failed to bring a few things into the woods, including her sanity.
Nice. Mark's going to give us a Florida news roundup brought to you by Monsanto.
Yeah, I got three Florida stories. They're all pretty good.
Classic Florida triple bypass coming at you. And I'll take us through a lightning round of other headlines. Take it away, Pat.
All right, guys. The Supreme Globetrotters tackled their favorite subject on Tuesday. That's right. Abortion. Mm. A topic that I can safely say no matter what side of the vacuum that you're on, everyone is tired of talking about.
Oh, way to ease your way into that one right
just
there.
Just jumping right into the pool, baby.
Yeah, that toothy vacuum really makes you think on this subject. I don't know if I'd bring that up if I was pro-choice.
I didn't say toothy, Will. That was you. You added a whole new modifier to it. Ginsburg and the gang laid down an epic 7-2 vote on Tuesday, right on top of an Indiana statute that originally was signed into law by a once rosy-cheeked Governor Mike Pence. Remember when he was the governor of Indiana?
Oh, yeah.
It was a thing. Yeah,
he was so precocious.
He was very precocious. He's like a little elf. The law had two major prongs, and the first prong essentially required fetal remains to be disposed of separately from surgical byproducts because, the last thing you want to be doing is dumpster diving for old computer chargers, and then bam! Surprise.
What do you say we move right past that prong into the second prong?
The second prong prohibits abortions motivated solely by race, sex, or disability, which the Supreme Court ruled should remain blocked. So this gets a little bit confusing, but essentially the law said that abortions could not be motivated solely by race, sex, disability, etc. And the Supreme Court saying, no, yeah, it can. Any type of abortion, any type you want, that's Roe v. Wade.
They were trying to block it in those three cases.
In any case.
I get two of the three. I don't mean to sound crass. I get it just because, like, China, you know, with the, you can only have so many kids, so they
just
like,
say it, there's a bunch of Chinese.
They want the men, not the women, right?
That's
the
sex part. Well, you're a big time overpopulation guy.
I am. You're like, I am. Yeah. But then I also Thanos. The disability thing is like, you know, if you know and you don't want to have kids with disabilities are great, but if you don't want to. You don't have the time for that. I get that one too.
Oh yeah, but I mean, they say they're going to phase that shit out with gene editing anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So but what is the race part of it? It's like you forgot who you fucked.
Mark
it's
doesn't
like,
want to leave it's like parties
you,
early.
It's like you were hoping like the black guy you fucked would have like a lighter skinned baby, and if he comes out too dark, you then want to abort it. Like
it what are they talking Maury? About? Have you seen Maury? Sometimes
where. You get too drunk and maybe you've had sex with so many guys that you just are hoping it's a different colored baby, a different raced baby than when it comes out.
That's just your just desserts, honestly.
And is it like the sonogram tells you the kid's dark? I don't understand.
Your dad's too racist.
Yeah, but
my dad will freak out.
It would tear our family apart.
Isn't the abortion still by 25 weeks? So how do they know what the? I don't get it. I don't get the race part.
Well, look, guys.
good for you for not getting that part.
Yeah. So, the Supreme Court actually refused.
Mark's got a really tolerant family.
He does. Yeah. Any kind of baby that Mark sires, his family's going to be cool with. In fact, the Supreme Court refused to even hear this. They just punted it. So they left the 7th District Court's original decision, which blocked the blocking of abortions based on race, sex, gender, etc. So if you want to abort because you have a girl and girls can't be Hoosiers...
They upheld the blocking, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly. They upheld the blocking. Right. You're wrong, because girls can't be Hoosiers, but you can just abort away for whatever reason you want.
But you can brag about how you're aborting because of the sex of your baby all you want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get off this topic. Let's just take it to the internet. Dana Holliday says, "Thanks, dickheads." I don't really know why. Or,
yeah.
And I don't think
Dana, why is Dana upset?
I don't really know.
She's upset about the first part.
Yeah,
a lot of the people were upset about the first part.
How you have to dispose of the remains.
Yeah, because they're essentially saying that a baby is a human body. It's a human remain, so it needs to be treated.
A lot of the pro-choice people were not happy with the first.
So you don't throw the gloves in the same bag as the fetus.
It needs to be buried or cremated.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of good compromise going on, as usual, with this topic.
Yeah.
Like, people are really upset you have to dispose of the remains differently. Give me a
Who gives a shit?
Break.
Just
you can at least
honor them.
Still have the abortion. Just...
They see it as a slippery slope, Will.
Fucking infuriating.
But honestly, that you are very correct. Whether you're pro-abortion or anti-abortion or pro-life or whatever, if someone who is offended by the fact you got an abortion wants you to bury the aborted, just do it. It's cool. No skin off your back.
I mean, there's no skin off your back. People are burying birds. You know?
Anyway, Sandra Kyle Cohen says, next, the nuts will require that tampons and sanitary pads will require a proper burial, along with the rubbers filled with sperm. This is a sick society we live in.
I always sent off my rubbers filled with sperm, like, a nicely wrapped in toilet paper, and always, like, you know, smiled as it flushed down the toilet. I get it.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. Let's get off this topic. All right. Something more fun.
Ever been caught in a situation where you've been so caught up in other shit that you completely forgot to brush your teeth, and now everybody can smell that morning blunt on your breath? Or even worse, you're sitting in class or at work smelling terrible, and then you remember that you don't have any toiletries at home at all, and you're going to smell like a hobo until you can take your lazy ass to the store, and that might be a few days or even a few weeks. It may just be me for both of those, but I'll tell you, Dollar Shave Club has helped me out, so I never have to live those nightmares ever again. Ever since I joined DSC back in 2018, I've been completely taken care of. From the best razors and shave cream available on the market to amazing toothpaste and body wash that keep my wife from leaving me, they have got you and me covered. And right now, you can get a Dollar Shave Club starter set for just $5. It comes with everything you need for a great shave: the executive razor, shave butter, and face cleanser. You're going to love it as much as I do. Get your starter set for just $5 at dollarshaveclub.com/hard. That's dollarshaveclub.com/hard.
All right, hikes. You either love them or you hate them. You're going on one to get laid on some sweaty Tinder date, pretending to love nature, that you go on hikes all the time, and that you don't really smoke cigarettes all the time after 3 beers.
This is my emergency pack.
Yeah.
This is my fun times pack.
Yeah. Do you really go on sweaty Tinder hikes?
No, I've never been on a sweaty
Tinder
hike. I picture
you just thinking of the porn scenes where they go on hikes.
The
porn videos.
Well, I mean, there are some of them out there. But
the outdoor stuff.
Yeah. If I was still single, I would be the asshole forcing people to go on hikes for dates.
You like parks too?
Yeah.
Is anyone around?
Yeah.
Basically, just pretending that you're into things that you're really not.
Yeah. We know Wes.
Yeah. So the best way to get started on a health kick, in my opinion, you know, you go on a walk in the woods. You can call it a hike. Let's begin our health kick. And it's also a good way to, you know, get your dog some exercise that my dogs much need.
How many times a year do you go on a comeback health hike?
Yeah. So many.
There's no chance.
Like, give me a number.
Every month you can see me at, like, the local grocery store just packed full of, like, greens that are just going to wilt in my refrigerator. It's, like, so hopeful.
He gets a new thermos and a boost of energy once a month, and he's on a hike.
I've got so many expired vitamins.
Takes his B12 pill.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at this Swiss Army knife I just bought.
Yeah.
He's a mark for anyone out there that sells health supplements.
Yeah. So, however, no matter how much you enjoy hikes, if you're like a 35-year-old Hawaiian resident Amanda Eller, you should not go on hikes, because you will inevitably get lost being guided by imaginary spirit voices inside your head and almost die in the woods.
Oh.
And that's exactly what happened to Amanda a few weeks ago.
Did she go by herself?
She went by herself.
That's a problem.
So she felt the need to reconnect with nature, and then she visited the Makawao, I'm definitely not pronouncing that right, Forest Reserve on the island of Maui. A place she had been to several times before, but apparently never really paid attention to her surroundings all that great. And when you walk aimlessly in the woods and don't pay attention to the path you choose, you get lost, especially if you are psychotic and your every move is being guided by an inner spirit, like Amanda was.
It's true.
Yeah. So, quoting the woman who was sitting in a wheelchair after finally being rescued and wasting countless dollars and resources to find her, including helicopters, quote, "I don't really know what happened. All I can say is that I have a strong sense of internal guidance," whatever you want to call that, a voice, spirit. Everybody has a different name for it. Schizophrenia.
Yeah, you fucking nut job.
My heart was telling me to walk down this path. Go left. Great. Go right. It was strong. So, basically, she's just, you know, being guided by an inner voice.
So pretty much her brain is tired of being part of her body and was trying to kill her.
Yeah, her heart was telling her to go kill herself.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah, just a little
she
further.
Did
yeah.
She did
just a little further near that cliff.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hear that? Right. Shh. You hear that waterfall? Fall off the cliff. Fall off the cliff.
Right. She had to be rescued, correct?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, by helicopters.
She was not going to find her way out of this, Will. She was days away from death.
So how is her describing her mindset have anything? Her mindset's what got her into trouble.
Yes, that's what got her lost. So,
but she's celebrating it somehow.
Well, I'll get to that. So after she stopped to meditate on a log, she apparently lost that perfect sense of internal guidance, and it steered her not back to her car where she was hoping it would, but deeper into the woods down like wild boar paths where she was forced to live off berries and stream water for 17 days straight by herself in the woods.
This is a nice log. Yeah.
She's lucky she didn't eat like the wrong shit.
She definitely ate the wrong shit.
Yeah.
She
definitely ate the wrong shit. Wait, so that wasn't her. That got lost.
It was her spirit.
It was her before the log.
It was her internal spirit that got her lost, Will.
Apparently meditating totally messes up your inner spirit guidance.
Yeah. I mean, 101.
Yeah. So she now believes that this experience will help her in her career as a physical therapist and yoga instructor, and that she can now better relate to her patients' pain and struggles. And after spending 2 days in a Maui hospital being treated for severe sunburn, a twisted ankle because she apparently fell off a 20-foot cliff, and... yeah. And being asked countless times if she was a danger to herself or others, she now looks back on the experience and wishes she would have brought a couple things that would have helped her out in the situation, mainly her cell phone and a water bottle.
1,000,000% chance she gets cast in the next season of Survivor.
Yeah, 17 days. Yeah.
1,000,000% chance.
It is impressive. You got to say, though, that her saying that this is going to help her in her practice, I buy that. Because when I am hiring a yoga instructor or physical therapist, I want to know that they've been lost in the woods. I want to know that they can feel my pain.
You want the nuttiest person possible fucking telling you what to do. Yeah.
No. This isn't Steve Jobs tripping for inspiration. This is just a sober moron getting lost in the woods. There's nothing attractive about this situation to do business with her in the future.
Yeah, we got to get Will and this lady in a room.
There's a lot of people that would love... her to be their yoga instructor based solely on this.
Well, so mad.
Are you kidding?
Oh, no, I'm not.
17 days, huh?
17 days.
That's a lot of days.
Yeah.
No cell phone, huh?
No cell phone.
Didn't like the cell phone.
I don't know. Leave it at home. Sure if I'd buy it.
When you're wandering in the woods, bring your fucking cell phone.
That's right.
Yeah, this stinks of bullshit to like such high levels.
Yeah. So moving on to the internet comments, Marty Moore Jr. Says, how you get lost if you're hiking? Don't you take flare guns, a compass, and a tracker? So,
Marty Moore never certainly doesn't get lost hiking.
No.
He's also never been hiking.
Not with flare guns.
What is a tracker?
It's like a GPS tracker, I think is what he's talking about.
Oh, like a phone.
It's like a homing beacon?
Essentially a phone now.
Yes.
You bring a phone, a flare gun, and a phone.
Don't you have a satellite phone with you?
Yeah. That way you can know which country you're lost in.
Yeah.
And then Susie Kramer says, obviously not very skilled in hiking. Follow the sun. It's an island. She would have run into ocean in a couple of days. I've been lost in the woods and found my way out. Good for you, Susie.
Couple of expert hikers here just rubbing it into the lady that doesn't know how to fucking hike.
I love how these two people have probably not gone on a hike in like years.
No, Susie like, walks her
maybe,
dogs behind
maybe
her house.
Maybe ever.
This is like if male porn stars were commenting on the Keith Raniere ED story. What do you mean he has ED? I get 30 boners a day. Yeah, we get it. Yeah. All right, let's take it to Florida. I have a triple Florida story for you guys. It's three. It's cool. I'm allowed to make fun of Florida as much as I want because I married a lady from Florida. She was born in Florida, so I get to do that. Just like Wes gets to make fun of anything Asian because he has a half Asian son Asian son.
I'm not a racist because I had sex with an Asian. Yeah. Right? That's how that works.
How drunk were you?
No, not.
That's not how that.
I'm sure I was drunk at least one time.
Would you do it again?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Well, settled. Not a racist.
Settled.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. First up, we have a Florida man who got bit by a snake. Not surprising, right? So far,
why is this news, Mark?
Yeah, exactly. What if I told you the ball python snake was in his toilet and bit him in the arm when he lifted the toilet seat? Like immediate upon lift, he was going to like either shit or piss, and then boom, bit by a snake. Not great.
I expect that if I'm using the restroom in Florida.
Well, I guess so. That's also not crazy, but I got to tell you, I had a snake in the bathroom situation last week as well here in Texas.
we remember. We had to stop the show.
So this was almost me. This story
go to your
was
house
me.
To that, fight the snake.
That guy's waking everybody up in the house every time because he's kicking this toilet seat up from now on.
I thought I handled the snake scenario pretty well.
So was it a ball python in your situation? I mean, it must have been a pretty scary snake.
I didn't get a great look at the snake because I was just so aggressively taking care of the situation. But it was a snake.
Was it big?
About how big was it?
It was curled up. But, I mean, if you'd stretched it out, it was almost a foot, I would say. Maybe 8 inches.
Curled up, it was the size of a silver dollar.
Maybe 8 inches if you stretched it.
It was a fucking millipede, basically.
It was like a big worm. Second story from Florida.
Was it a lizard without arms and legs?
It was in the goddamn bathroom. Second Florida story. A massive post-prom party was busted in Palm City, Florida, back in April. But full details are still rolling in. Student Thomas Levine, 19, of Boca Raton, had legally rented out, I don't know how, because you have to be like 25, but he had someone legally rent out a three-story rental home in Palm City on Airbnb. The house goes for about $300 a night. It was a nice house, had a huge pool, and he stocked that motherfucker up for a big after-prom party. It was filled with a bowl filled with pre-rolled joints. House is chock full of beer, booze, stripper poles. They even had an entire fridge with like 10,000 Jello shots in it.
Makes me want to go back.
It looked awesome. The pictures looked incredible. 300 West Boca Community High School students, that's the school these guys went to, paid $80 up front to take a chartered bus ride. They rented three buses just to gain entry to this party. But it did not happen because the school security guard got suspicious when he saw everyone posting on social media, holy shit, Thomas Levine, the genius, has rented out a party, and that security guard alerted the real cops.
By the way, the gross on that is $24,000.
Yeah, that guy was, he was like Van Wilder.
Yeah, what a genius.
Yeah, exactly. But
what a fucking narc that cop is.
Yeah, they busted it like an hour before the party was supposed to happen.
I bet it got too out of hand and he busted his own fucking
party. There's no way. The school security guard
He narked on himself?
I think he narked on himself.
Because he knew he was going to get in a shitload of trouble?
Yeah.
No, the school security guard was just looking for any reason to talk to the police.
Anyone that went to this school in high school, let Thomas Levine know Wes thinks he's a bitch.
Yep.
So that's what's going on here.
Hey, hold on.
I like Pat's theory, but I think that Pat's is more plausible.
Yeah, let Thomas Levine know that I'll buy him dinner. Let him know. Yeah, he's not a bitch. Yeah,
he can. No, he can come plan a party for us anytime.
100%. He's just a fucking some uppity school security guard who was nosing his nose.
Thomas Levine isn't going to cancel that shit. He's about to get laid multiple times that night.
Oh, forever.
His parents who co-signed are going to get fucked.
Hold on, though. Do you remember the kids that would like? They would be like, "I'm going to go buy weed for you in high school," and they would take your $1,000 and they'd run away with it. Never happened to me, but happened.
No. There's pictures of this house. But
maybe Levine busted his own party so he could pocket the money.
No. All of the drugs were pre-bought. There's pictures of the bowls of joints. There was like 700 joints in a bowl. The fridge was stocked. They busted it an hour before the party. Everything was set up. He spent all the money.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Anyways, third story. Lastly, a tragic tale out of Florida. The last one was pretty tragic, too, with the party getting busted. But this one's actually just very sad. An exotic dancer with a suspended license got drunk and behind the wheel and ran over three and killed three teenagers who were waiting for a bus to a soccer tournament this past Saturday afternoon. Police did not identify the driver, but the Miami Herald sure as shit did, stating it was that stripper, 31-year-old Mariam Kalabali, and we're sure of it. She was the woman behind the wheel. So Kalabali told medical personnel she'd been partying all night before the fatal accident and that she came out of a blackout when she was driving home the next day. Mm. And then when she woke up from that secondary blackout, she didn't even know that she'd like hit anyone. So,
no, I did something bad.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's just, it's not as bad as, well, I mean, 31-year-old stripper blacking out a lot. You know, she has that feeling quite often, I'm sure. I'm sorry, guys. It's not always fun in games in Florida. Let that be a lesson to you.
Thomas Levine, if you're out there, would you just screenshot your Venmo so we could see it? Because, God, love must be sick. Just $80 charges coming to you. I'm sorry.
I bet you some people are asking for that money back.
Probably.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, he's in a real pickle. Yeah. All right, let's take it over to the lightning round.
Living on the edge of a lightning bolt.
Oh, yeah!
First up, a feel-good story about a hooker. This time, not like that one in Florida. This is America's highest-paid hooker. And it's near and dear to my heart because she lives in my neck of the woods. Alice Little of Carson City, Nevada, by way of Ireland, she was born in Ireland, shocked the world in December 2018 when she reported that she booked, and these are reported numbers, over $1 million of appointments throughout the year.
Whoa.
So she made over a million.
She was busy.
Jesus.
Yeah. That's before tips, baby. That's just the appointment.
Good for her.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, she's having a good old time.
Hard
worker.
Alice
specializes in... What's up?
She's just saying she's a hard worker.
She could use a week. She could use a vacation.
She's really getting the most out of her pinnacle years. I'd imagine you don't have too many like years to capitalize on.
It's like pro sports.
Yeah.
It's not baseball. It's football.
Right. Alice specializes in BDSM and teaching people about sex. You can be a single person wants to be taught about sex, or a couple, doesn't matter. She'll take it all. And her sessions start at $2,000 a pop. I'd imagine they are absolutely sublime.
So BDSM.
So guys, yeah, like bondage.
Bondage, dominatrix, sadomasochism.
Yeah, guys pay her money to put for her to put on heels and step on their junk.
Right.
Stuff like that.
But hold on, we got a Will Chamberlain situation here, because $2,000 a pop, that's 500 appointments to make a million.
$2,000 a pop is for her to spank you for like 10 minutes.
500 appointments?
It's probably like...
At 2,000?
No, yeah. I think your math's wrong.
Your math's 5, a little 000. Off.
Was it wrong? 5,000.
A little
5,000?
But also, or 50,000. But also, I think that, you know, she probably has like... 2,000 is the minimum. 2,000 gets you in the door.
That's the bear. That's like 15
she
minutes.
She probably has like $50,000 sessions where she really just...
She talks you into a lot. She's good at talking you into things.
Yeah.
That's 500
times. She also says that she absolutely loves the profession, and she said that she's good at it because she only is attracted to people by their minds and not their bodies, so she can fuck whoever she wants to. So a feel-good story coming out of this.
She's allowed to do whatever she wants.
Nice. All right, $19 billion in disaster relief funding has been blocked again as House Republicans moved for a second week to block the relief package from passing on the House floor. This time it was Thomas Massey of Kentucky. Last week it was Chip Roy from Texas. And basically they're just taking turns pissing in everybody's grits because it's a bipartisan bill. So the Democrats will put it up again, or the House will put it up again for a vote next week. But they probably have a third buddy that'll just block it again.
They're just saying no to disaster relief.
Maybe they're just optimists. They think it's not going to happen.
I think they just hate spending. I mean, they're hardcore conservatives.
Yeah.
Probably.
That's just a tough one to pass on. I mean,
yeah.
Disaster.
They happen. Help the people out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Obviously, everybody else in the House agrees. Finally, the History Channel has a documentary out called Unidentified Inside America's UFO Investigation, where they got Navy pilots to discuss the UFO sightings and run-ins that occurred frequently during the summer of 2014 near the USS Teddy Roosevelt on the Atlantic coast. So apparently around that aircraft carrier, there was just like tons of UFO sightings and almost planes hitting UFOs.
Does this get you going, Will?
Yeah.
Just a little bit. This ties back to the report from the New York Post about allowing... about the Navy introducing the term unexplained aerial phenomena, which basically they were saying is the Navy admitting that aliens may exist, which it kind of is, because part of this documentary coming out is that they're allowing that term to go on in a military sense.
They've just interviewed a couple of Navy guys that haven't blinked in 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, they've had some weird run-ins, I'm sure. I'm absolutely going to watch that series now.
Yeah, no
in related
shit.
News... Yeah. In related news, people in the Netherlands thought Elon Musk's internet satellites were UFOs. Since they were just released last week, they're traveling in a straight line of like bright lights, and so when they cross your sky, it just looks crazy. And so at this time, we have the Navy kind of admitting that aliens may exist, and we're about to get all of our internet from Elon Musk's satellites. This is a time I'm having a hard time processing all of this.
It's a lot. It's a lot, Will. You take a breath.
Yeah.
So, what day does the show come on?
I'm gonna need a few breaths for this.
Well, you got legal weed, Will. It's gonna help you through it.
Also, very excited. Yeah,
he's got legal weed. He's got legal prostitution. He's got the highest earner.
Yeah, you got the highest paid BDSM
just down the street.
Down the street, you got legal weed, and you got a new UFO documentary. You are like living it up, buddy.
That's true, but aliens are one of those things where if you've been hoping for it. You don't know if you're excited when it arrives.
I'm not sure.
I think, you know.
Yeah, you're like the girl on top of the roof in Independence Day. I was like, "Woo, welcome aliens!" You're gonna be the first one to get blown up.
It's like a pregnancy.
No. I'm not like that. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm skeptical.
You're cautious. She would have blown all those aliens too, had she had the shot.
Very cautious. Yeah. Very cautious. That does it for Hard Factor. As always, thank you for listening. You are the absolute best listeners in the business, no question about it. And most importantly, go have yourself a great fucking day.
See you later!